Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, welcome to part two of Bridge the Atlantic's 2017 holiday special. We're your hosts, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer, Marcio Novelli from Canada, a man who wears many hats, literally and figuratively. When I'm not releasing music under my own name, I'm producing and mixing records for other artists. If you'd like to work together or just say hi, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube as Marcio Novelli.
And I'm music web designer Ross Parper-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Electric Kiwi. And yeah, that's where you'll find me online. And we are excited to let you know that we are on Patreon. We've recently updated our rewards on there, so you can become a Bridger, a faithful Bridger, for as little as a dollar per month.
Is that feeling a little bit better yet?
With every time I say it, it's starting to feel a little better.
It's becoming a thing. I love it. I love the Bridger. I love the Bridger. I mean, I like the name Bridger, but I love our Bridgers, of course. You know what I'm saying?
I think Bridger, I know Bridger, what you're Bridger, saying. Bridger. Whether anyone else does, I don't know.
It doesn't really matter. So when you become a patron, and more importantly, become an official Bridger, you gain access to perks such as early access to content, shout outs on the show. Hi, awesome person for supporting us, as well as your chance to wait for it. Wait for it.
How long do you have to wait?
Wait for it. Co-host an episode of Bridge Atlantic alongside Ross and I. That I cannot wait for. I really can't. Your support honestly allows us to keep doing this every week. And as I always say, and Ross, I say it just to irritate Ross, but we do this show in order to spread knowledge throughout the land.
It doesn't irritate me. I love it.
And I love it. I have to say that and look off into the distance when I say that. Poetically and philosophically.
You're looking over your dominion.
Yes.
Is that what's happening here?
Exactly.
Okay. I just wanted to check. And while you are living in this land, you may want to, you know, you may want to wear something to show your solidarity with your other Bridgers.
Nice.
And if that's what you're looking for, we've got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
Got official BTS shirts to purchase on our website. And rumor has it they look great on you.
Mm-hmm.
Send us some pictures so we know. We can verify that information. And all the proceeds go on to helping keep the lights on here at Bridge the Atlantic. There's a link to get them in our show notes. And if you use the coupon code BTARocks, you will receive an updated 20%.
That's right.
Off your purchase.
Not 15.
Is that what you're saying? No. And
it used to be 10.
Who wants 15?
It used to be
10. Who wants 10?
Then it was 15. But baby.
Come on.
Baby, it's the holidays.
And that's why we're doing it. That's why we're doing it. But also, it's our little way of saying thank you.
That's right. That's right. And just to remind everyone, we are less than 2 weeks away from Christmas now. Less than 2 weeks away from Christmas, if that's what you celebrate.
Well, I mean, regardless of whether you celebrate or not, it still is 2 weeks
that's
away.
That's right. Regardless of yourself. It still is. But I do want to let you know, before we dive into the whole nitty-gritty of part two of our four-part holiday special, remember, regarding our t-shirts, that if you don't have the moolah to get one of our awesome shirts available in 7 different colors, then you can get it for free. Roz, should I tell them? Should I tell them how they can get it for free?
I think you're gonna anyway.
I guess so. For every 100 new subscribers we get on YouTube, we are giving away a free freaking shirt until the end of 2017. So what do we got here? We got another couple weeks for people to win something? What is that? Let's see. We got a couple more weeks, guys. You guys got a couple more weeks.
We don't hang around, you know?
No, because maybe we won't have any shirts left.
Or maybe we'll just change our mind and we don't want to give them away anymore.
Exactly. So anyways, if you want to snag a free one, just all you got to do is click subscribe. And when you do that, make sure you click the little bell on YouTube that does its thing. That way you can get notified when we do our thing. Really can't get any more awesome than that, guys.
Very eloquently put,
thank
Marcio.
You. Thank you. I've been
absolutely brilliant.
Working on my vocabulary and
it
the
shows.
Silence says it all.
It shows. So, moving swiftly-ish on.
Moving on.
So, in the last episode, we talked a lot about what we've been up to this past year and, mm-hmm. you know, the some of our favorite interviews and highlights. But in this part, we wanted to talk a little bit more about strategy and how you, not you, Marcio, well, I mean, potentially you, but you, as in
you.
The person watching this or listening to this, you, specifically you, hey, how you doing? How you can market
inner.
Your music during the holidays.
The tuner inner. And this really is going to apply not just to musicians, but I think to anyone creating anything.
So we want to share some things that have worked for other artists that might work for you. Obviously, everyone's audience is different, but hopefully these will give you some ideas and some inspiration for making the most out of the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I concur.
Thank you.
You know, one thing that you can do to promote your music is giving it as a gift. Encourage your fans to gift your music to their friends and family. And there really is no better gift than music, I think, and introducing someone to their new favorite artist. So, you know, making, I guess, encouraging people to give your music as a gift, you know, and maybe a good way to do this is let your fans know that you have a limited amount of signed. You know, if you want to do something, I mean, first of all, they make it really easy online, all these online stores to gift music digitally. But if you want to up your ante a little bit, maybe have some physical copies available signed. And not only will your fans maybe interested in that, but then they can give it as a gift, a signed copy. That makes it a little more special to give as a gift. You know what
I mean? I think so. And, you know, some of the favorite gifts that I've ever given or received, you know, is an introduction to my new favorite band.
I think
it's the kind of thing that's pretty priceless. And you know, if you get it right, like if you do introduce your friend to their new favorite band, that's a gift mm-hmm. that kind of lasts a long time. A lifetime, yes. So you know, there's been countless times where I've introduced someone to a band or they've introduced me to a band, and I appreciate that a lot more than, you know, a gift from a gift shop that doesn't really mean anything sometimes. But you can also use the holidays as a reason to send out a newsletter to your existing audience.
Yeah.
You know, promoting some notable achievements or accomplishments throughout the year and use it as an opportunity to thank them for your support. So you're not necessarily pushing anything. But,
yeah, exactly. It shouldn't always be that. I mean, if you always called a friend when you needed something, you know, eventually that friend's going to be like, wow, they only call me when they need something. And your audience should really, in my opinion, be your friends. You know, like it's a different relationship, but the same idea. It's the same thing in any relationship. There needs to be give and take. So give sometimes, you know, and thank them, you know, let them know that, hey, 2017 has been a great year. Or there, you know, it's been ups and downs, but either way, you know, you've been along for the ride, and thank them for doing that, you know? So like I said, the aim of the newsletter isn't just to sell music. You know, you might end up getting some music or merch sales just by being fresh in someone's mind and being genuine, but don't go into it with like, oh, like sell. That can be maybe a byproduct.
You can also use the holidays as a reason to give away some music. So whether that's a free download of an existing song or something that you've specifically recorded for the holidays, you know, whatever, again, you know, you will know your audience better than we will. So you kind of have to use your own judgment and do whatever you think will appeal to them.
Another thing is that people, some artists might not realize, but if you have your music monetized and have some sort of aggregator that allows people on, say, YouTube to use your music and you get paid for it, then encourage your following to maybe take maybe a holiday single you've done and use it in their YouTube videos, because one, that'll be fun for them, and two, you might get a little kickback for that. You know what I mean? And another thing you could do if you just weren't able to do a holiday single or if it's just not your thing, send out a holiday greeting. This can either be on social media or, you know, maybe just for your following through a newsletter or if you're on Patreon or something like that. Just send them an authentic, hey, happy holidays to everyone. You know, hope you have a good time. Make it genuine. Make it, you know, you, like you would just think of it like this. Say if you hadn't seen a friend in a while and you can't contact them, or, you know, a loved one is off away and you can't see them for holidays, what would you say to them? You wouldn't say, "Hey, Mom, hope you're doing well. Just want to let you know, you'd be like, "Hey, Mom, how's it going? You know, just want to let you know, I hope you have a happy holiday." You know, be genuine. Be genuine. Use your imagination, you know, think about what you'd want to get from your favorite artist. You know what I mean? You'd want to feel like they're just talking to you. At least that's how I'd feel. I wouldn't want to feel like I'm a number, you know? So don't make other people feel that way.
No one wants to feel like a number.
No. Unless you're Slipknot, then you are a number. They've numbered themselves. Anyone familiar with Slipknot? I digress.
So we do have some more of these tips coming up, but let's take a quick break and jump into a game.
Ooh, the game. Yes. We love playing Two Truths and a Lie with our guests. We had a lot of fun playing it with singer-songwriter Troy Irons.
And in this game, Troy had to name three things that she's received for Christmas. And we, as always, had to guess which one was a lie. And how do you think we got on, Marcio?
Well, Ross, let's find out.
Two Truths and a Lie. Gifts that I've been giving. Socks, concert tickets, and a painting.
Oh, she said painting differently, didn't she?
Mm.
You see that?
Well, now see, here
she
comes
socks,
the part where we play detective.
Concert tickets.
And we're going to ask you some
painting.
Really detailed follow-up questions. So,
you get asked follow-up questions.
I have some questions
difficult.
About the socks. Okay.
We need to put on like detective hats or something.
We're
or
going
like something
space.
Or
yeah.
suits. And like,
okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so for the
Ross
socks, right?
Go,
yeah,
gong.
Exactly, and I'm going to be watching you very carefully. So right. For these socks, when the person bought them for you, did you give these socks or did you receive these socks?
Oh, I thought these were gifts that I've received.
Yeah, that's
fine. Okay, yep. So you received the socks. Did the person buy the right size socks?
They did.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Was it just one pair of socks or were there multiple, you know, pairs within the pack? Because if it's just one pair, then cheap friend.
Maybe they're a really good pair of socks, though.
Maybe.
Well,
I shouldn't judge.
Was, it was my ex-boyfriend's mom, you know, and it was just one pair of socks, but she knows that my feet get cold, so that's why she got them. They were striped and fuzzy.
The socks are true, right?
They sound like they were, you know, premium socks.
Yes,
let's
they're
say.
The fuzzy ones. Yeah, those are real.
Yeah,
that's not the lie, Ross. That's not the lie.
Thanks for helping, Marcy.
I'm pretty sure that is not the lie. Now, concert tickets. I'm pretty sure that the lie is a painting. But concert.
Are you
tickets,
going on record saying that, Marcio, or are you still?
I'm just judging by that was the one thing that she said differently, and you know, when you watch these shows about watching people lie, it's like, you know. Well, let's ask. What's the painting?
Oh, it's two hands connected, kind of like a family tree.
Oh, concert tickets are the lie.
Oh, you've done a bit of a 180 there. what concert was it? I won. It was who?
Paramore with No Doubt opening.
Oh, okay. Man, you're good. I might have to go back. I might have to go
sorry,
back.
No Doubt with Paramore opening. I left for No Doubt because I was too young to know who they were. So I was like, who are these people?
Oh,
like,
I love No Doubt.
And
I'm
Paramore is opening up.
I'm just
you just
girl.
Made me feel old.
I was 16. I was 16 and it was
why are we old, Ross?
That would have made it 2000.
But I was super young when No Doubt was big too. I was like 10. I was like even
okay,
really young.
Cool. So then,
into music way earlier than most people. Like it was like teenagers listening to No Doubt, and I was like not even a preteen listening to them. So
and you were singing "Don't Speak."
Don't speak. I love that song. It's so good.
I know it's so good. Oh, try.
I might.
Try.
You know what? My instinct was the third one. I'm gonna go back to the painting, even if if I'm wrong, I'll be like, oh, I picked that. I'm gonna personally say the painting. Ross, what's your choice?
I mean, I'm kind of thinking the painting too, but I also think that Troy has been smart and she said one of the lies earlier on in the, you know, in the list.
You think
of gifts.
The lie
so
sucks,
I'm gonna,
eh?
I'm actually going to go for the socks. I am going to go for the socks.
Do you think that she explained too much about it? She went on having to tell us that it was this. Like, the other two was just like, yeah, it was Paramore, No Doubt.
The painting
was like, yeah, two hands. And that one was like, oh, my ex-boyfriend's mother, blah, blah, blah.
But
like, I'm lying too much and telling too many details.
I probably asked more questions than anyone's ever asked about socks in their life. So
socks are fun, you know, though, man. I've got, like, fun socks. Here, let me show you. Actually, these aren't that fun. I'm going to show you my socks right now. I literally let this stand up.
I've got some, like, pants on, jeez.
Well, like, these aren't that fun. They're just like, they're not boring, though. A bit more than not regular
they're
socks.
They're not the best.
I need, like, really fun socks.
Be right back.
Ross, what are you wearing? Are you even wearing socks, Ross? Totally, like, barefoot right now, Ross?
I'm wearing socks, but actually, I'm wearing slippers.
Oh, I should wear slippers too. What are your socks? Those are awesome. What are your socks, though?
Wow, those are great.
I know.
It's like walking on a cloud. Seriously.
I've got old man slippers. That's the ones I have.
I don't have any slippers. I'm not that sophisticated yet. Maybe I'll check back when I'm 30.
When you're 30,
I'll maybe buy you some. Buy you some of these slippers.
It's like you get a printer and you get slippers. That's what happens when you turn 30.
You get a printer and slippers.
Yeah.
A printer and slipper. Why a printer and slippers? It is true.
Because
I think I own my first slippers at like 30.
Adults need printers and adults like have slippers.
We do. It is true.
I like the way you think. Yeah.
So what is it, Ross? What is it?
Yeah, you fooled me good here.
She might be, this is the best at the most fooled I think we've ever been.
I know.
This has been the most difficult to choose. You're making me think it's the socks now, Ross, but I'm going to stick with the painting.
You can't change your mind, man. You've already gone on record. You've thrown your cards on the table and you've said we
judge
hammer.
No take backs.
That's it.
I'm going to go with the socks. I'm going to go with the socks. All right.
And which one's the lie?
Guess what? Painting.
Yes! Yes!
The painting is something I gave to someone.
I see what you did.
Oh my gosh. See, I knew right away. You said it a little differently.
And when you showed us your socks, were they the socks that you were talking about, or are they separate socks?
Yeah, no, she's given me socks every year. So these are one of the pairs of socks.
See, those are fun socks. I like those socks.
They are good socks. So when I said that if they only gave you one pair of socks, they were cheap. I take that back.
See, this is a lesson.
I think they are like $5. She's definitely like one of those blah, blah, blah type people.
So this is totally a lesson in following your gut feeling. I heard you say those three and immediately I was like, no, that's the lie. And then it was like all these other things like, well, maybe this, maybe that. And this does apply to everything in life, doesn't it?
Yeah, they say the SAT, you're supposed to do the same thing. Go with your first instinct.
I know, because I remember those multiple choice. I'd be like this, and then I'd change it, and they would have been usually the first instinct you had. And so there we go, kids. Follow your instinct. I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now. Self-satisfied.
Oh, so much fun playing that with Troy. I think she was one of the first people that we played this holiday themed Two Truths and a Lie with.
Was it really?
So I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she ran with it. And yeah, it was great.
Absolutely. And once you're finished this episode, definitely recommend that you check out her interview. She had some really interesting insights and stories to share. So do it up, people.
Wow, that's a gift in itself.
You're welcome. You're welcome,
you.
Everyone.
Where can I give you my money?
Patreon.com/MarcioNovelli. You just gave me an opportunity thank you for that. It was so natural plug. I wish that were planned, but no, I'm so happy it wasn't. But anyways, moving on and going back to more music marketing tips.
Yeah, let's get back to those music marketing tips, Marcio.
Okay, you know, one thing that I think can be a lot of fun is to put on a holiday show. Now, keep in mind, this can either be, you know, on a live stage, or hell, you can do it from your living room, you know, via Facebook, stage it, or any other live streaming apps that are available when you're watching this, when you're tuning into this.
Yes, very, very smoothly done.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sure there's been quite a few of our guests who have done like theme shows. I know Janet Devlin's done Halloween shows, and I'm sure there's countless artists who are doing you know, holiday themed shows, whether they are in person or they're streaming. Mm-hmm. Why not do both? You know, especially if you are an artist that plays live quite a lot, why not do one, you know, in a venue, either live stream that or do a more intimate version at home for people that are maybe a little too far to travel.
Sure.
You know, and I think a themed show can be a really cool thing to do if that works for you.
Yeah.
You could go out all out and dress up and encourage your audience to do the same, get lots of pictures, and then, you know, that's something that you can share all over social media. Or you could do something more low key and casual if you don't like dressing up like me, you know, whatever works for you. And you could also use that as an opportunity to, you know, premiere a holiday themed single or cover.
Yeah, I'd say for sure, like, a cover would be a lot easier thing to do because, I mean, it's already out there. Maybe pick one of your favorite holiday songs and just put your own fresh spin on it. But, you know, you can also write an original song, which I think can be a great thing to do. You know, why not add to the ether of holiday music?
Sure, why not?
What happens when I ad-lib, Ross? What happens when I ad-lib?
I know. Ad-lib is not really your strong suit, is
it? But in all seriousness, having a holiday song, whether original or cover, it doesn't really matter. Putting out either a single, EP, or album, it's something that people can come back to every year. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't done this yet. I'm really, it's been on my musical bucket list for a while, just because I think it's something that it's fresh every year. You know what I mean? Like, you put it out, but then you remind people every year about it, and you get a chance. Like, when do you really get a chance to remarket a release that you do? And have a reason for it, you know, unless you do a re-release or you put out a music video within the marketing time, you know, which is within a year or so, you really don't. Or if it's like the 10-year anniversary, something like that, you don't really get a chance. With a holiday album or even just single, you know, you can re-promote that every year. You know what I mean? And you can do something fun with it. Hey, you know, a cool idea. I haven't done this, but maybe take that same, you know, EP or album and every year pick one song from it to like record a video for it or something. That's a way to really, you know, pick things back up. I think it might be kind of cool. You know, I meant it worked for Mariah Carey to do a holiday song, right?
Yeah. All I Want for Christmas is the biggest Christmas single of all time.
Is it really?
I don't know about in Canada, but every year, every Christmas,
it's a great one.
It charts every single year. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's been like 20 years or something.
Look, everyone. If I can learn things from Bridge the Atlantic, you're welcome again.
Yeah, you are welcome.
You're welcome.
And you know, if you're not up for writing a brand new holiday song, it's not everyone's thing.
Lazy.
Why not cover your favorite in your own style? Because I think that's something a lot of people will dig. And it's always cool to hear your favorite artist take on a holiday classic. I mean, I've heard so many interesting versions of some really big Christmas songs, and I'm sure that you could put your own stamp on any of them and people would want to check it out because it's something that they're familiar with, but then they'll hear a new spin.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, you hear the same songs every year for the holidays, and some of them, like, they're comforting to rehear and everything, but it would also be cool to hear those same songs with a fresh new spin. So you're still listening to holiday music, but it's slightly different. You know, another thing that I think that the holidays can be a good time for, especially within a cover area, would be like a collaboration with another artist. That would be really cool. You know, it's something, again, I'm considering. So I'm just kind of sharing my own. My thoughts are always going a mile a minute, you know, with things that I can do and fun, exciting ways to you know, make music and share it with people. So, hey, hopefully that we managed to give you a few ideas that will work for you, and or even if you just think about whether for this year or next year. And but for now, let's go for another game because I love these games.
Yes. So we had a great time speaking with Tyler Bancroft of Said the Whale earlier this year, and we played our favorite, Two Truths and a Lie.
It's the game to do. In this one, we had to guess which three gifts he gave, right? Which one was a lie that he gave?
Yep.
Yeah, so he gave three gifts. One of them is a lie. The question is, did we manage to guess it right? I just said guessed it right.
You did say guessed it right.
So, did we manage to guess it right? Find out now.
So, Tyler, we want you to tell us three things that you have either given or received for Christmas. So, I know. Of course you did. So, yeah, we want you to tell us three things, and Marcio and I have to decide which one is a lie. We've had mixed success with this in the past, so we'll see how we go.
Okay. Okay, 1 year for Christmas, I received a Super Nintendo Entertainment System. 1 year for Christmas, I received a set of glow bocce balls that they like glow in the dark, or that they light up in the dark. And 1 year for Christmas, I received a personal handheld camcorder.
Camcorder's the lie.
Okay, that was very quick. No follow-up questions. No, no digging.
No, that's mine. You go ahead and do your digging.
Okay, yeah, dig away.
You're feeling awfully confident here, Marcio. It scares me a little bit. It's like you've been texting while you were away for a second there. I mean, wow. The Super Nintendo. I mean, what year was the Super Nintendo?
Early '90s, wasn't it?
Mid '90s. Yeah, it would have been like...
I had an Atari in the late 80s, and I had a regular Nintendo in the early 90s. Probably. Yeah.
Did it come with any games?
It came with the default game, which is Super Mario. Super Mario? It's the one, isn't it?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that received it.
I thought that Nintendo came with Super Mario, and I thought that the Super Nintendo came with, like, Mario Kart or something.
No. I think it's like Mario 3.
Mario 3 was Nintendo,
Super
too,
Nintendo
then.
Is the lie. Okay.
Yeah,
I think the Super Nintendo is the lie.
I have a feeling that that's
you can't
a lie
change your mind.
Yeah,
you.
Wow, that's a great question, because that is the lie. Yeah.
Lie. At first, I thought it was that, because I'm like, you know, maybe...
See,
didn't
I totally
that,
just thought you were going to go, at first I was afraid.
I was petrified. Well, that was really cool. Thanks for playing with us, Tyler.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Oh, great guy. I love it. I love how we spring this game on people. Yeah. And they just kind of run with it.
This is the one thing we don't give people warning for. And we don't always do it, but we do it with the guests that we either we have time for, and that we just feel would be a good fit for it. I really do love playing this game with our guests. It's really low
it's
key.
It's kind of a nice way to get to know them a little bit better, and to kind of put us on the spot a little bit as well,
because we put them on the spot for like a half hour, right?
Yeah.
And we always do it after we've gotten to know them a little bit, which is
kind of
cool.
It means they can have a little bit of fun with us, and you know, I enjoy that part.
For sure.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun.
But I think that's a wrap for part two of our 4-part holiday special.
I believe so.
Make sure, if you haven't watched the first part yet, just go check it out.
Why are you here? Go watch that first.
If you're like me, you can't watch things out of chronological order. It just doesn't make sense, even if it's an anthology. And obviously, we'll be back next week in the week after. We have got two more. But before we go, we want to tell you where you can find us online.
Yes, we do. We do. You can find us on The Usual Suspects, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit our website as well and pick up one of our shirts while you're there.
That's right. And as for moi, Marcio Novelli, I'm working on my second solo album. You can pre-order it at marcionovelli.com/pre-order. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, but most importantly, YouTube. It's my name, Marcio Novelli.
It's your name. Don't wear it out.
That's right.
And I am working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk, and you will find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This is the one part I put my podcasting voice on. This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consultant to musicians and other creatives, as well as Music Entrepreneur HQ and Social Surge. All links are in the show notes, so please check them out, because they do what we're awesome.
They keep the show alive.
Oh, it was
that,
okay.
That end was, okay. was kind of a Jim Carrey impression.
What?
you somehow have, as well as a podcasting voice, you have a podcasting face.
Thank you.
No, that was not a compliment.
You're a dick.
No, I was going to say, your regular face is much better than your podcasting face.
Okay.
So
okay. Thank you. I will take that backhanded compliment.
Keep that in.
100%.
And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We have recently updated the rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, as well as an opportunity for you to co-host an episode. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes. And please do leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
Yeah, and maybe even do a video response and say hi to us. We'd love to see you. A couple people have done that already, and it makes us very happy. Like I already said, thanks for tuning in to part one. You didn't change that script. So thank you for tuning into part two of our four-part holiday special. If you haven't seen the first one, check it out, and stay tuned for part three and part four.
Yes, and if you enjoyed this, there is more, as Marcy said, coming your way next week. So please do make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it, because that would make us very sad if you missed it.
That's right. Click the subscribe button on YouTube. Make sure to hit that bell so you get notified of our updates. And of course, most excitingly, for your chance to win a shirt for every 100 new subscribers we get until the end of the year. Awesome. Oh my God. Yes.
And we're going to let Marcio just continue celebrating by himself in his basement. I'm going to wish you guys a happy holidays, and we will see you next week. Hopefully, if you're still interested in tuning in.
Bye.